B-Pod Studios.
Hey, you guys, it's a Rap Party Podcast, and we actually are bringing a special guest on this morning, somebody who is a fan of the show and who...
You're on here with everyone. Okay.
Who owns a couple restaurants here in town, and it's always good to check in on local restaurants. As we know, the service industry, Roy and Loren, has taken a huge hit with the pandemic.
And one of the restaurants I've been supporting, doing takeout during this time, is one that you own, Sean.
Yeah, thanks. I have Brandon on here, too, my business partner.
What up, Brandon?
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
Hey. Hi. So, like, I live just not too far from Cotswold, and I've been hitting up the Leroy's is yours over there, right? Like, you don't...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I was with that. I'm making sure that it's not, like, two different companies that own two different Leroy's. That'd be my luck. I'd be sitting here...
You're supporting the wrong company.
Yeah.
Just support anything Leroy Fox and we'll be okay.
Yeah.
Sean, Leroy's not the only place that you own, though, right? You've got other restaurants as well. Are they all still...
Yeah, so we have the two Leroy Foxes, one in South End, one in Cotswold. Then we have Cowbell Burger and Whiskey Bar on 5th Street downtown. We have Mortimer's Cafe and Pub at the Epicenter.
And everything is still up and running, doing takeout for people?
Yeah, we are trying to serve our customers. We're amending our times, and there's a little fluidity trying to manage the ebb and flow of the volumes that we have. But our main goal is to try to support our employees first and try to keep them earning wages and support the consumers. And, I mean, Charlotte has been really great to us and supported us in these businesses since we've started for the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to do anything that we can do for all stakeholders, really. The downtown stores have been really decimated. I mean, there's no workers downtown. There's not that many people that live down there. So one thing that we're doing at Mortimer's is we set up a GoFundMe campaign where we are trying to get people to donate money to support our operation and our employees so they can earn a living. And then we're dropping the food off at urgent cares in the hospital for the medical
staff. That's awesome.
That's really nice.
That's great, Sean.
That's really nice. And one thing I've noticed about your employees, they have been awesome because the multiple times I've gotten Leroy's to go, I go out there, you stand out kind of outside, someone asks your name, your order, they run in for you, they get the food for you, they bring it back, they handle everything so you don't have to go in, you can stay distant from everyone. And then on top of that, they even threw in like a free cookie. And it was really, I know that sounds small. You know what I mean? I know it's small, but that was really nice.
That's awesome. Roy gets equally as excited when he gets a Happy Meal toy.
It was nice because they were so appreciative. And when they handed us the food, they were so nice to us, saying, thank you so much for coming. And then we went home and we opened it up and they're like, oh, that's nice. They even gave us a little free dessert. It was unexpected. You have great staff.
Brandon is the master of those kinds of things. And listen, I think Brandon could speak for himself, but if Brandon could figure out how to get some Happy Meal toys in these bags, we would have done it.
We would have
learned it. I think it's constrained.
I'm working on that today, actually, guys. We'll see what happens.
You know what's crazy about this, Brandon and Sean from Leroy Fox, and they own Mortimer's and Cowbell Uptown, which is an awesome restaurant. A lot of people listen to this podcast, you guys, that listen to, like, around the country, so they might not be familiar, but it's wonderful food, good Southern food at Leroy Fox. The thing that sucks the most for someone like me who's not in the hospitality field is the things that I love to do the most when, like, I'm facing a stressful time like we are right now with the pandemic is go to a freaking restaurant and sit down and escape reality for a little bit and get served some food. And while I'm at that restaurant, look up at the TV and see some fucking sports. And I can't get either thing right now.
Yeah.
Listen, that's a challenge for us. And I'll tell you that, the margins in our business aren't very good to begin with. But one of the ways that we really stay alive is live sporting events and beer and liquor sales in our units that complement our mix. And that was the first thing that got banned, right? They canceled sports. And then the North Carolina banned the sale of all alcohol.
Wait, they did?
Yeah, out of the gate. Yeah, that was the first thing that went. They banned the sale of all hard liquor. You can do beer and wine, but spirits they took down immediately just because there weren't enough operators that were shutting down the bar component. And a lot of the younger kids were still out drinking. And
okay.
I kind of agree that we have a real challenge right now, and they just weren't abiding by the rules that were set for. So I think they really kind of had to do it. And I think for humanity, it probably was the right decision short term, but for our business models, it was a disaster.
Huh. Yeah. I mean, I saw some restaurants are even delivering bottles of wine. Like you can order bottles of wine with your meal.
Yeah, we're doing the same thing. So if you want to order beer and wine from any of our stores, you know, if when you do pickup or delivery, and we just have to check your ID and keep a log of it and follow the rules, which we do anyway. But that's one way that we can get we can help you with your cabin fever. Order as much, and you don't have to drive. So I have less liquor liability. Mm-hmm. I would say if you used to drink one or two glasses, maybe you try drinking two bottles.
Yeah.
Order two bottles with your salad.
Yeah, we're going to be offering some discounts on those too on Mondays at the Foxes. Here in Packaged Beer and Wine is actually 50% off, and then on Tuesday through Sunday it'll be 25% off all the time, all day.
Well, get ready for Monday. Roy Brown's going to be standing out there proudly.
Right. Strigger household will be ordering.
Yeah.
What's your favorite meal at Leroy Roy?
Oh, there's a lot. I mean, you can't go wrong. I think it's called the Elizabeth, which is just the chicken and the fries.
Yeah. Chicken tenders and fries. Yeah.
Chicken tenders and fries. You can't go wrong. It's basic and it's perfect. You know, it's cooked perfectly.
You got a lot of staff too, Sean and Brandon. Like how many people is this affecting?
Everybody. Everyone.
I mean, like 60 employees across the board. How many employees?
About 200.
Ugh.
Wow! Yeah. Holy cow!
So let's talk sustainability. What you're doing right now, trying to give people's jobs. You're trying to still serve the public, even at such a limited capacity. Is this sustainable? Like.
Does this have to end
and get back to normal soon? Or could you guys be doing – I mean, could you foresee us doing this for another 2 months?
We've kind of got a pivot philosophy right now into thinking that we are strictly a delivery and curbside business and build upon that until there's any – until you know, because right now there's really no glimmer of hope. There's no there's no light that shows – at this time we're going to be back to normal because
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And you don't even know what that new normal is. So we have to adjust to that as well. Do our restaurants fill up as best as they can or to the volumes that we were used to before the pandemic? And we can't rely upon that is just going to be a given. The reaction to when the floodgates open is really a mystery and when that's going to be.
And our models have changed. Right at the onset of this, we really had incredible support from the neighborhood. And then I think as the data has become more serious and the consumers are taking the shelter in place a little more seriously, you know, each week we are slowly kind of decelerating. And so to answer your question on sustainability, I think it's why it's so important for the public to support us. So long as it's safe and, currently with the CDC rulings and the health department, everything we're doing, and we've amended to separate our employees and limit skin touch and wearing gloves. So we're following every safety precaution. But I think if you look, it's really hard to discern how you think about the future when the sales is so dynamic and it's just kind of plummeting. And so to kind of answer that question. I think what the government has done was absolutely necessary. Now, I can tell you that we filed for our SBA loans on that site. It took like 6.5 hours in application because they kept throwing me off and, and I had to log back on. But I haven't heard anything from anyone since then. And I've been calling. So, you know, how they have so many people, this deluge of applicants. How long is it going to take to actually get some money?
Sure.
And then how long can we negotiate with landlords to pay rent and keep going? So it's a colossal disaster.
It is is a disaster of epic proportions. You're absolutely right, Sean. It's something that we've never dealt with. And at least in a war, like with a war, like even on 9/11, it was like the country needed normalcy and normalcy was there. And even in like war times, although I haven't lived through many, you know, many wars, but you hear like, you know, with World War II, like when the tide turned, you know, like you could kind of keep a scorecard like, hey, OK, the Germans are in, you know, we're starting to take a foothold. Fuck, we don't know what we're doing here. Like nobody knows. You know, if it was up to every doctor, no restaurant would ever open again and we'd all stay in our homes. But we know that that's what doctors have to do. Doctors have to tell you that their number one thing is saving lives. They could care less if the economy lives or dies. They're saving lives. Meanwhile, we all know, Sean, I was saying this to Roy before, like this is not going to last, dude. The first time we get a glimpse of anything positive, it's going to come down to like you, me, Roy, Loren, Brandon, everybody on this call and everybody listening right now making a decision. The world that I built up, the home that I built, the nest egg that I saved for my kids' future, like, is that worth, like, somebody dying over me going to work? People are going to start making that decision, y'all. And as I told my wife, it's not going to be an unselfish, it's going to be very selfish, the decisions that are going to be made.
It'd be messy, man.
It is.
Well, not only that, but, you know, Sean's business and Brandon's business, they're going to take a hit the longer people this goes, because more people are going to be out of work and people are afraid to spend their money. And, you know, we just have to hope that the end of this is closer than we think it is.
Sean and Brandon, how can we help all your businesses? What can we do? We have an audience. We have an army. Let's get the boots on. And how can we help you guys?
Well, listen, I think you guys were incredibly generous to offer to put us on your podcast. First of all, major help just getting the word out there. Second of all, I think the main concern here is to try to, for humanity, slow the pace of this. And I think everyone's sacrificing in those verticals to help. And so I think when we think about our businesses, I mean, the thing that I think is most important to us is getting our employees back to work so they can support their families and then start the economy back up. And the one way that we can keep our employees working and at a higher number of employees working is get volumes back in some capacity. And so any takeout, delivery, donating to our GoFundMe page for Mortimer's Cafe and Pub downtown to supply those meals for the medical professionals that are working, I mean, every dollar counts. I think that there's charities that were set up to help service industries, industry people in your town. If you have listeners all over the country, I mean, every restaurant has the same predicament right now. And so I just think the community supporting each other in every vertical, right? I think it just is a massive community effort where everyone just needs to band together and support everyone the best that they can. And so, I mean, like making decisions that are a little selfish, like, you know, should you turn your lawn service off? Well, if you still have a job, like keep that guy working, because if the United States economy, the largest economy in the world, decelerates, the offshoot problems for everyone on the entire planet become exponentially more difficult to solve. And I think that just goes back to, do we really need to fear when we get to all clear? Do we need to stay huddled up in fear, or do we need to just take back our lives? And I think it's a kind of a perplexing question, because I don't really know what the right answer is. But I hope that people are educated and make great decisions that get back and supporting each other and firing this machine up is the way that we all live.
Yeah, I agree. Well, Sean, Brandon, thank you guys so much for joining us on the Man You Are on the Ren Show. Loren, Maney, do you have any other questions?
No, I would just add, too, that, like, one thing that you guys can do, like, my neighborhood's close. We social distance with each other on our driveways or in the cul-de-sac. And, you know, everybody kind of just sits out and gets some fresh air. Like, maybe y'all do a group buy and y'all take, you know, to-go orders or whatever from, you know, obviously your restaurants here, but, you know, restaurants that are close to us too out in Waxhaw. Like, maybe the group buying is, you know, one big purchase is nice if you can group up with your friends. This way, you know, the delivery comes, you take your food, you eat social distance with each other, and, you know, you help out everyone.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, guys, I just wanted to mention we're selling a T-shirt, a QC Strong T-shirt that, you know, Together We Will Conquer. And they're $10, and $5 of every shirt goes directly to our staff. And the other $5 goes back to the, you know, the T-shirt makers.
Yeah.
So that's really nice. And everybody – everybody's been super supportive of that. We keep selling out of them, and that's helping the staff a lot.
Yeah, I just think I wanted to say to you guys, I have to commend you for being so adaptable during this time, and I know a lot of restaurants are, and you guys are doing a great job.
Well, we appreciate you guys.
Yeah, well, we'll be there when we get thumbs up. You know that. We'll be there, and we'll be willing to support you guys as long as we can. So thanks for coming on with us, Sean and Brandon. Brandon, where can people get that shirt?
All the locations, Cowbell, Mortimer's, and both the Leroy's, they're on site there. And when they come in for orders, they can ask or, you know, we can get them one of those T-shirts.
Yeah. Okay.
And Sugar Creek, Joe Vogelbacher at Sugar Creek Brewery has those T-shirts as well.
Okay, cool. All right, dude. Well, thanks for coming on, you guys. And we will hold our breaths for as long as we can and hope that it gets back sooner than later.
Buddy, thank you.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Brandon. And Sean, we know you write songs. There should be good writing in your music right now.
Listen, we're talking about that. Steven's got some ideas. If we could get to the studio under the social distancing, I think we're due for another album.
I think so too.
Outside watch. Scream it.
And also, the you know, that Happy Meal toy is going to be a Sean Wilfong action figure with a
banjo. Just make sure Roy gets his first.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. All right, you guys. Thanks for coming on. We'll see you.
All right, thank you.
All right, there it is. Just a little way to help our local economy here. And if you are listening to this across the country, there's no special formula. Like Sean said, if you can afford to keep buying and taking food home and supporting someone else, do it as long as you can. You know, and if you can't, you can't. But that's a tough industry. I mean, all the industries are tough right now, but especially that industry because of how many people they employ, and the domino effect is unbelievable.
Yep.
All right, that's a wrap party podcast, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Goodbye.
See ya.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.